Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Peter Welch, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, has been invited by the Republicans in both houses to give an address to the joint session of Congress. It has infuriated some people, not the least of which is me, because, you know, I have the sense that foreign policy is basically supposed to be carried out by the president. And when you don't even tell him that you're going to do this, it seems to me it's the cheapest kind of political trick. Have I gone too far?
No, you really haven't. I mean, there's enormous blowback, both in the United States, here in Congress, and in Israel, at the way this thing was handled. Because it looks like what happened was that Speaker Boehner, on his own, invited Netanyahu, and Netanyahu, on his own, with his ambassador, Ron Dermer, cooked up this plan to come in and make their case to Congress without informing the administration, without informing the Democrats. So you couldn't have arranged it in a way that would do more damage. And the irony here is that I think it's really been very damaging to Netanyahu's standing in Israel. He's starting to slip significantly in the polls, and I think he may be hanging on by his fingernails. But also, it's done damage here. You know, we all in this Congress support Israel in its democratic government, and it's a strong ally. But when you get this turned into a partisan deal, it really, I think, threatens the bipartisan sense of cooperation that we've had towards Israel. So I think it was a big mistake by Netanyahu. Now we're starting to have this debate about whether people should go or not go, which I think is a side issue. You know, I'm going to go to this, but I really disapprove of the way it was done. But I've always, schedule permitting, tried to indicate respect for the countries that are being represented by their elected leader when they come to Congress. But I think that this has been a damaging event for Netanyahu, both here and in Israel.
One of your United States senators is not going, apparently. Have you talked to him about it?
I haven't talked to him, but neither Senator Sanders nor Senator Leahy are going, and some of my other colleagues are not going to go. And I understand that. For me, here's the question. One, if you go, and I'm intending on going, I'm going to be in a position to be very critical, straightforward about my reaction to the speech that Netanyahu gives. Second, I am very opposed to interference with the negotiations in Iran or with Iran about coming out with an agreement that deprives Iran of any kind of nuclear capability. And that's really, really important. And I don't want that issue to become subordinated to the sideshow that has been started essentially by Mr. Boehner of trying to turn Israel politics in the U.S. Congress into a totally partisan issue. The issue has to be about what's good for America, and it's good for America to be on the same page with our allies in these very strenuous and delicate negotiations to take away any nuclear arms capability in Iran.
Now, how much of this is political? I mean, I'm Jewish. I carried the little cans around and collected money in Hebrew school and did all of that. You know, I've been a fierce defender of the state of Israel. I always reserve to myself the right to criticize them when they do something I consider to be not wise. But how much in Congress is done because people are afraid of losing the so-called Jewish vote?
Well, you know, and let's be candid. In Congress, members of Congress are always concerned about the political repercussions of any kind of action they take, whether it's with Israel or whether it's a vote on a labor issue or educational issue. So that's not really surprising. But here's what I think is true, that there is strong support in Congress, bipartisan support, for a strong American-Israeli relationship. But there's also a significant debate that's starting to get more intense in Congress, just like it is in Israel, about what's the best policy at any given time. And for instance, in Israel, there are people who really support these negotiations with Iran and believe it would be in the national security interest of Israel for the allies to reach an agreement about curbing any capability of nuclear arms in Iran. In Congress, we have to be independent and not just pushed around by what is the perception of the or the position of the incumbent Israeli government. Because over in Israel, they'll debate these and other issues very, very intensely. It's a very democratic state. In Congress, I think we've got to have more confidence about stepping up and having practical adult debates about what's in the best interest, what's the best tactic, what's the best policy.
So are lobbyists coming to see you about this?
Well, they will be. The AIPAC convention coincides with
that's the Jewish lobby. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And they'll be here. And in fact, it probably would have been much better and wiser if Boehner and Netanyahu would arrange for him to give a speech at their convention rather than to Congress.
Are you hearing from the White House? I'm trying to make a little news here, but I know it's almost futile. But are you hearing from the White House as to what talking points and what your positions might be?
No, we're not. I think the White House has made its position very clear. You know, the president says the protocol is that he doesn't extend an invitation to leaders when they're very close to their election, like within 30 days. That's number one. And of course, Vice President Biden has going to be otherwise occupied the day that Prime Minister Netanyahu was here. But what we have heard from the president, you know, he spoke at the Democratic retreat. He was very, very clear that he is completely committed to a non-nuclear Iran. And his belief, and I am in total agreement with him on this, is that we have got to let these negotiations have the best chance of success. Because what's the alternative? And that's where Netanyahu, I think, has to step back, because do we really want to have yet another war after Iraq and Afghanistan, or do we want to find a way to reach a diplomatic resolution?
Can he step back?
Can he?
You know,
I don't know. I don't know about that.
It's a bad spot, right, for him now. He's declared, he's accepted, he wasn't ready for the pushback, the blowback that you've been talking about. And now it would really, I think, not reflect well on him politically if he compounded it all by not going.
Well, he's put himself in a corner. And,
yes, he
you know,
has.
He was trying to get out of it a little bit by blaming Speaker Boehner, I saw in some press reports that Speaker Boehner led him to believe that it was a bipartisan invitation. But essentially, I think the Speaker, the Israeli ambassador, Mr. Dermer, and Netanyahu just blew it. I mean, they kind of overreached here and didn't appreciate what the blowback would be, both here in the United States and also back in Israel. But the bottom line here, I mean, this is intensely debated, and it's a real breach of protocol. But the really, really important issue for us, for Israel and for our allies, is successful conclusion to these nuclear negotiations with Iran. And at best, it's a 50-50 proposition, maybe even not that high. But why in the world would we want to be jeopardizing the outcome of those negotiations when, in this interim period, Iran has essentially fallen a little bit farther behind on its development of weaponizing material? And that, by the way, is affirmed even by the Israelis. So, you know, I see this as really important for us to focus on everything we can do to try to have a successful conclusion to negotiations on a non-nuclear Iran.
Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat from Vermont at large. There's only one. There are two United States senators. I'm always fascinated by this, but one congressman. And in office since 2007. Peter, you are a great discussant, and you always teach me something. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.